I'm Dr. William Lamb. Welcome to Servcast, and this is 2 Minute Tuesday. Years ago, I was a school bus driver, and if you are familiar with the backyard tutoring program at Lee University, you're aware that nearly 25 years ago, the backyard was born out of a relationship that I had with Lee University and a friend of mine, Gary Riggins and Carlana Gill. And we had a tutoring program that launched where Lee students crossed the tracks to make a difference in the lives of students right close to our campus. Well, it all began one afternoon because after I dropped the kids off the school bus, I took my truck and drove through the neighborhood just to kind of get a feel. I felt the tug of the Lord on my heart to make a difference in the community. And when doing so, I just kind of drove through and tried to figure out, you know, what are some needs? What are some ways that we can make a difference? As I drove through and stopped at these places where I would normally pick up students in the morning and drop them off in the afternoon, I begin to hear this child chatter. Now, child chatter is kind of fun. Everybody's screaming and really nobody was mad. They were just excited and they were yelling back and forth. And I had my windows down on my truck and I would listen for that noise. And as I drove closer and closer to it, I stopped maybe about 20 yards or so away from where the chatter was going on. And as I stopped at the stop sign, I looked across and the street and I saw these three little kids. And there was this little boy that was running between them, and his name was Charlie, and he would run back and forth and he would scream, "My turn, my turn, my turn." And those kids were throwing a homemade Frisbee. Basically, it was a half inflated bicycle tube, and they had turned it into a Frisbee, and they would throw the Frisbee to each other or the tube to each other, and Charlie would yell and chase it and try to get it because it was his turn to throw it. Knowing what I know about the neighborhood, knowing what I know about the community and the difficulty of life that those people were growing up in, it made an impact in my life. As I listened to Charlie say, "My turn," I heard the Lord say to you, "William, it's your turn. Don't miss your moment today. Have a great day."